holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Avoiding sexual sin. Oh, it's a touchy subject.
Be holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're here with us. We're glad that you're downloading the broadcast from podbean.com. Listen, today we're going to talk about avoiding sexual sin. Not the sexual sin, just the avoiding of it. Avoid it. We're going to read, it is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll start at verse number 12. Now, a lot of this is going to sound easier said than done. I understand that. It just does. I mean, I know. I know for sure. It sounds easier said than done, but we have to strive to do it. We have to strive to do it. Okay? It starts off saying this. You say, I'm allowed to do anything. Verse number 12. You say, I am allowed to do anything. But not everything is good for you. And even though I'm allowed to do, quote unquote, anything, I must not become a slave to that same anything. You're allowed to do anything, but you're not. It's best that you not become a slave to anything. Verse number 13. You say food is made for the stomach and the stomach for food. Now, that's true. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. One day or another, God's going to do away with food and your stomach. Sounds kind of crass, but hey, that's what God says. He says he's going to do away with your food and your stomach. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. You can't say that. Even though everybody, you know, I mean, maybe I couldn't say everybody, but a lot of people, they want to be a part of these things. They want to take part in these things, or they lack self-control, whatever. But we can't say that the body was made for spiritual immorality. That's not the case. The body was made for the Lord. Yeah. Okay, let's read it. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord. And the Lord cares about our bodies. He doesn't just care about your spirit. He cares about our bodies. It's getting tight. All right, here we go. Verse number 14. And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead. Talking about the body. The body was the Lord. And the spirit lived in the body, God. And so just as he cared about the Lord's body, he cares about our body. And that power is going to raise us just like it raised the Lord. So you're going to be raised just like him. Just like him. The way Jesus was raised is the way we're going to be raised. That same power. So verse number 15, don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never, never. should never be done. Verse number 16. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? Listen, that is something that a lot of people don't even think about. You know, you'd be married to one person and you with someone else. And so not only are you joined with your spouse, now you're joined with somebody else. And that's why we need the grace of God to forgive us for all these things, because we didn't know all these things. We didn't know it. We were doing these things and didn't know it. And so when we said we're going to be believers and we're going to trust God to remove our sin and we're going to avoid sexual immorality or avoid sin at all costs, we didn't know. We just didn't know. And so we're trusting God to help us. That's what we're doing. Verse number 16. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scriptures say, the two are united in one. Verse number 17. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. When you're joined to the Lord, you're joined in one spirit with him. You're in one spirit with him. No one else, just him. Number 18, run from sexual sin. Run from it. Don't walk from it. Run. As much as you might enjoy it, as much as anybody might enjoy it, me or anybody else, I'm telling you, you have to run away from it, because if you don't, you get into trouble. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. It's all about the body. The body. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. It says it again, body. Body. He cares about what? Your body. He not only cares about your spirit, but he cares about your body. Verse number 19. Don't you realize that your body, a body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by who? God. So if God gave you the Holy Spirit lives in that body. And so we can't contaminate our bodies with everything else that we want to do as humans, or other sin and everything that we do as humans. We can't allow that to affect the body and then ultimately affect the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit ain't going to fight with you forever. It's not going to fight for the residence forever. The Holy Spirit can leave. Number 19. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You, nor I, you do not belong to yourself. I don't belong to myself. You don't belong to yourself. We belong to God. You do not belong to yourself. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. For God bought you with a high price. He bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Generally, when God speaks to us, even though it may be a command, he's suggesting it to you. He's telling you, for the future, it's best that you do this. It's best that you do that. Don't go here. Don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that. Honor God with your body. That's a suggestion. You can do it or not do it, but it's just a suggestion to you. It's best that you honor him with your body so that you don't get in trouble later. You get it? We run from sexual immorality. We run from sin itself so that God is honored. Most people don't honor God because we don't practice honoring our mother and father, or our father and mothers, our parents. We don't honor our parents, so we don't honor God. Or we try to honor God, but we don't know what that looks like because we don't honor our parents. We don't want to let our parents down. We want our parents to be magnified when people see us. We want people to see that our parents raised us in the right manner, or that we, even if they didn't raise us in the right manner, we learned the right manner from God himself, and we've changed, and we still honor our parents. Well, a lot of people will not do that because they don't know how to do that. They don't know how to honor God because they were never taught how to honor anything. They've learned how to put things on a pedestal, you know, and I put my car on a pedestal, and I wash my car, and I clean my house. I put my house on a pedestal. I paint my house. I cut the grass. I make sure all these things look good. So the neighborhood, when they go down the neighborhood street and they see my street and they see my house, they know that somebody's taking care of that house. Well, your house is like your body. When people see your body, they should know that you're honoring God. They should see it. Or maybe you should want them to see that. Even if they don't know it, maybe you should want them to see that. Maybe you should, maybe not you, but me also, all of us. When we work every day, we live every day, we cook, we clean, we do everything that we're doing, it should honor God. But especially when we are talking about our bodies, should honor God. So we have to watch what we put on the body. We watch what we put in the body. We watch how we use the body so that people will know that we honor God. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to him. That's the big thing. People don't want to acknowledge that they belong to God in front of other people because they feel that other people, what other people say is more important than what God thinks about you. And that's not true at all. You do not belong to yourself. I don't belong to myself. And so we have to honor God with our bodies. That's how we do it. You know, some people say, oh, I had tattoos. Okay, you didn't know before. But now we're dealing with a whole nother realm. We're honoring God with our bodies. We used to sleep around, but you don't sleep around anymore because we're trying to honor God with our bodies. That's what we do. You understand? All right, listen, we're out of time. I want you to never give up, never throw in the towel, never stop praying, never stop doing what God says, and only hear his voice and follow his voice and not our own voice, because our own voice will lead us astray.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.